Yesu yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So katulabika nga tugenda mmaso.
Let's move on.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I am by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Awamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And a Bible reader, teacher, Pastor Robina.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you much.
Mulinye ya mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
So sinzira mbuweleza buno.
We best in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Enteeka teeka ya Katonda ey'omukaaga.
The sixth standard strategy of God.
Eyokutuukiriza okwitibwa kwa zasubiza ensi zonna.
Of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Era ng'enemanyikiddwa.
And this is known as.
Nga abakunguzi b'emyoyo.
The harvest of spirits and the lake of fire. These harvesters of spirits, the servants of God, the army of God, we work under the two Godies, the heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Government
Godies, heavenly government on the earth. Responsible to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth. And to prove that the council of heaven is established on this earth. As
it says
in the Job 38, verse 33. Even the second government.
Manyikidwa nga government ya kuna government zoku.
Known as God is government in governments of this earth.
Oba government yomasikati.
Or the central government.
Ya government ya kuna yomuguru kunshi.
Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Chijisa government yomasikati.
Why it is called the central government.
Kusuburu kutabaganya government zomushi.
Be able to reconcile governments of the world.
Ni government ya kuna yomuguru kunshi.
With God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Kwadida kubitevi kanisa.
Which works at the embassy of the church.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Wamuno kakasa government zomushi.
Intend to prove to governments of the world. That God rules in the government. 99%. According to Daniel chapter 4, the verse 24, to enter verse 26. Praise Jesus much. So we're still moving on. As we conclude the 8 departments of God's heavenly governments on the earth. Praise Jesus much. And this time on,
tufunza department.
We summarize the 7th department of God's heavenly governments on the earth. Department of Holy Angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are right. Seeing the 7 divisions of the 7 groups of angels, their works, their codes, in the way they are led by 7 spirits of God to do their work.
Yes,
praise Jesus
man.
Last time we ended
division,
as we saw the 4th division of the holy angels of God,
division,
the 4th division of the holy angels of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ngatulaba ekibinja kyaba malaika Abaddon,
as we saw the group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains. The group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains. Those responsible over death and hell. Known as the prison of God. Or the bottomless pit. Those responsible on death and hell, known as the prison of God, or the bottomless pit. Their
code,
that thing is the Son of God, who have eyes like flames of fire, and who have the feet like burnished bronze. They are led by spirit of might in fulfilling their works.
Yes,
praise Jesus man. There are many things we are able to see on them on the other time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we last ended as we've understood that according to Revelation
Chapter 9,
verse 11,
Malaika akulira geena.
The angel in charge of hell. The prison of God. Known as the bottomless pit.
Aitibwa Malaika Abaddon.
Called angel Abaddon of the chains.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when we connected him. Revelations 20. Verse 1 and 2. We saw him with the key. We saw him come down from heaven. Having key of bottomless pit and the big chain to
be
able to bind Satan and his demons in the prison of God, hell, known as the bottomless pit.
And
we saw of that key, the way he uses it to lose the things we've lost on this earth. We saw the reason why he has the key of the bottomless pit with the great chain. When we knew those chains, they are for binding demons in the bottomless pit. After we command, according to Matthew 18, verse 18, everything we bind on earth, heavens it will be bound.
With
these angels of the chains, the one who come down to bind. So in the Jude 1, verse
6,
2 Peter chapter
2,
verse 4, and we saw Satan is not one in charge, even binding demons in the bottomless pit.
But
he too was bound there. But angel Abaddon, the group of his angels responsible of that work,
defended
those things we have commanded to be loosed. So we ended with the prayer. You have remembered well. I cannot recap all of them as if you repeated the service. Praise Jesus much. But this day we want to move on to see that the group of angels Abaddon of the chains, they are divided into two groups. Those who work on death, even those who work in hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit. Yes. The group of the archangel Abaddon of the chains, they are divided into two. Those who are responsible over death
even
those who are responsible over hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This total in number, 200 billions. Those who are divided, 100 billion. Those work in the bottomless pit. Then another
100
billion. They are always on this earth to work on death, getting spirits from the bodies in any way. Are we together? Let's first read in Revelations. Revelations chapter 9, verse 16. Revelations chapter 9, verse
16.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. Yes, their number, 200 billion. 100 billion, they work on the mission of death here on this world,
and
clothing spirits from their bodies. That is what you call death here on the world. Praise Jesus much. Yes. 100 billion, they work on death and clothing spirits from their bodies. When they use sicknesses, beasts of the field, the sword, we can call them wars, even accidents. These ones are very wild.
He
said the 100 billion they work on death and clothing spirits getting them from the bodies using the diseases, beasts of the field or animals, the sword. You know, call them wars. Yes. Including accidents. Even hunger. Yes. Hunger, it's also there. Somebody's little things now. Man.
Yeah, yes.
And I'm crying. Another 100 billion. They work in hell. The prison of God. The bottomless pit. To give punishments
there.
As the evils of the spirit taken in hell, the way they are. Yes. As the evils of the spirit taken in hell. The human spirit taken in hell. How it is together with the demons, the fallen angels.
When
send them there, these ones punish them there. Many beatings down there. After 5 months, they change another, they change a type of punishment. Yes. Are we together?
Tugambi billion H10 endara.
We said the other 100 billion
bafunanyizibwa kugeena.
They are responsible on hell.
Ekomera lya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Obunyi obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Okuwe ebonerezo.
To give punishments.
Emyoja abononyi.
Spirits of the sinners.
Okuli n'emizimu gye tusindikirizayo.
Including demons, those we send there.
As
their evil acts are. Every after 5 months, they change the type of punishment. According to the sins you've come committing. Praise Jesus much. That is why when you read in Revelation, chapter 6, we see death moving together with hell. Let's read in Revelation 6. Revelation chapter 6, verse
7. Nempulire ddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti, "Jangu olabe."
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come and see."
Olunyo lw'omunaana.
Verse 8.
Nendaba era alaba embalaasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, with disease, and with living creature of the earth. Yes.
Kufa.
Death is moving in the front.
Magome.
Hell.
Geyena.
Hell.
Angel
Abaddon of the chains.
Ngavake
mabiga. He follows him from behind.
Badibabili.
There are two.
Badibabili.
Divided into two. Sure.
Kufa.
Death. Angels of death.
Bata amulira kumbalasi ya chivu.
Move on the pale horses. Yellow. Fiery, yellow.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
But you
that they will kill
ekitala
with the sword.
Atugambye ekitala,
they say sword,
enjala,
hunger,
endwadde,
diseases,
n'ensulo yensi,
with the beasts of the field, animals. Now the word death. Let's first explain death.
Kufa.
Death. Many people think when their body has died, perhaps their spirits have checked out. That's what they think. But what you call death
is an
angel of God.
Aina.
He has 100 billion
of
angels working on the mission of death. They walk on the yellow horses. I want to give you the first secret. Why they walk on the yellow horses? Unto all who rebel against the light of the word of God. When they get it from your body, they have to hand you in the hands of hell. If you obey the light of the word of God, angels of death responsible on the death, when they get your spirit from the body, give it to angel to take it to heaven. That's why they move on the yellow horses of the light, sunshine.
Reduce
light of the word of God.
Pluck
your spirit from that body. Hand it over to hell. Believe light of the word of God.
Get
your spirit peacefully.
Hand
it to angels to take it to heaven. They walk both sides. Refuse light. Be one of those who fight it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Gano muchi?
Refuse the light.
Omanyiza buli chikumi.
No Psalms.
Chikumi kumi na mwenda.
119.
Olinyirwa chikumi tano.
Verse 105.
Chigamu cha Katonda tabazi
na musana. God is the lamp and the light.
Katigezi okugane.
Now they are refuse it.
So
you read me that verse. I want us to understand this secret. Yes.
Zaburi chikumi kumi na mwenda onyirwa chikumi mutano.
Psalms 119 verse 105.
Echigambo cho yetabaza erie bigere byange nomusana erie kubo lyange.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Igano musana gwe chigambo cha Katonda.
Refuse light of the word of God.
You
know when you read in Revelations, Revelation 6, verse 7 and
8,
angel of death is on the yellow horse,
present
light of the word of God.
That
one who believe it, they are not condemned. One who refuse light of the word of God, and they do as they want. When they get out, you know where you will be taken. They get out one who believes light of the word.
His
spirit is gotten from the body. Even one who refused it.
But
them look to one who refused, and they hand him over to where they go. That's why he says that they refuse the light because their acts, they are of darkness. And they refuse the light of the word of God and commit acts of darkness.
They wait
for you, they even know where they are going to hand you over in your flock of your punishments. In John chapter 3, let's go into John chapter 3.
We
read there, we see what you follow. If you refuse light of the word of God among those who fight it, death,
he knows
how he's going to get you out of that body. Yes. Even where he's going to hand you over. For children of men,
they
do not know the word death. What is it? They think that you've just died.
Yokane sura ya kusatu onyeiru wa kumina muenda.
John chapter 3 verse 19.
Unogwe musango, kubango musana guze musi, abatu nebagale enzikiza, okuchiro musana, kubange vikolu wabi ya webiali bibi.
And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Yes.
Oh, hey. Omusango ogulabye.
You've seen the condemnation? Light has come in the world. Light of the word of God. Of the gospel. And people run from it. Because the deeds were evil. You'll refuse it.
You're
going to see angel of death come for you in great
Malaika gwebaita kufwa.
The angel called death.
Ojategera ko oro nti gwebijobi oroza nti abantu befia.
That day that death to think people die.
Bono ne babazika
mutaka. They bury them in the ground.
Ojera bakuchibaita kufwa
lino. You will see original one they call death.
Emibiri jafite jifa je bakabwe
bashi. Bodies don't die, they just sleep.
Na ikufa ko oro ogeno
mura ba. That day is when you will see of death.
Wagano musana.
And you refuse the light.
Na kujja mubiri.
And it gets you from that body.
Speak
of light, we have heard it of the word of God. Refuse it, be among those who fired it.
Says
the scripture, say we do this.
Ugana.
You refuse. Death is right waiting. He says, look at this, my God. Even his group. Let us shepherd this God.
Till
take it to its flock in hell. That's why in Job chapter
24,
many people are on the wounds of sicknesses of death. Men. And God does not mind it, he says. That is, their shepherd is doing his work well.
They're
among those who fight, light of my words. I tell them in the scripture they do this. They do what they want. I will not lay it on my heart. Let us see.
Job chapter 24,
from verse 13.
Abo bali ku mwendo gwaba abajemera omusana.
Katuve ku 12.
Yobu sura ya 24 onyirwa 12.
Job chapter 24 verse 12.
Abantu basindanga bali mu kibuga kirimu abantu abangi. Ememe yabo abafumitiddwa nekaba. Naye Katonda tachibala kuba obusiru. Tachibala kuba busirusiru.
Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded cries out. Yet God charges not fury for them. Verse
14.
There are of those that rebel against the light. They know not its ways, nor abide in its paths. Yes.
One
of those who fight light of the word of God. And when some come within it, they don't stand strong in it. They move out and say that it is written. What is that? And angel of death say, okay, fine. Don't mind.
When
shall get you from that body, you will understand it. What you think you are going to just die, you will understand death. On that day.
Aha.
Yes.
Means,
let me eat the words after I die. Do you know what death is? That day you will see him. You defecate on yourself. You protrude those funny eyes. As they pluck your spirit from that body. Understand, people don't just die. You are of yesterday. You don't know how they have been. Your pride has led in their foolishness.
You
don't understand all how he does them.
kubanga tewategeera.
But you never understood.
N'omwoyo gwengeri gye gwateebwa mu mubiri
ogwo. Spirit when it was put in that body.
Era omusana gw'ekigambo bwe gujja okumulisa webiri.
When light of the word of God come enlighten how they are. You said there is no heaven.
Kubanga.
Because. Still your foolishness. Even though you would have been in heaven and they tell you we are going on the earth, you would have said earth is never there. One who brought you on this earth, heaven is there. Did you bring yourself here? Man,
you
don't reduce foolishness, but rather you get out of it. I would have said reduce of the foolishness. Somebody said that apostle now, the whole day is insulting, abusing. Not that is foolishness. Should this world, you met yourself, you found yourself here.
What
brought you here? There is heaven, you have to go there. If there is hell. If don't allow yourself. You say, no, it is not there. What I understand is one. When your foolishness looks at the end where the mountain ends,
so
when I reach the mountain, I touch heaven. When you reach it, you see that heaven moves ahead, is far. Now the more you draw to the door of death, understand heaven and hell
better.
You will make applause and alarmings.
How
foolishness is that? You see far and you say, when we are young and foolishness is very close to us.
For
being a child is commit foolishness. When we see, I have to go on that mountain. I touch that heaven I see there. I see it is engulfed, it's rested on that mountain. Others we walked to reach there. My God, we see it's gone far. It's on the other mountain. You will walk and move until you will believe the word of God.
Heaven
is far from this olive. Are we together? The one who brought you in this world is saying, there is heaven. Those who go there, they do acts of righteousness. And there is hell. Those who go there, they have evil acts they have to do. They do them, and the punishment is much there. Yet those, they rebel against the light.
Said
the angel of death, that they call death original. And his
group,
they are of death. They are on the yellow horses.
It's
of light. You refuse it. They hunt you to the flock of hell. They shepherd you in that your foolishness. Believe light. They get you from the body peacefully.
You come,
got your angels to take you to heaven. They are there to refuse lies. They divide your abundance. They separate the sheep and the goats. That's why they come to the righteous one and the wicked one. Yes. And death reach on all. They don't know who reach on them. He enters in the world. He enters in the house and they don't see them. He's right in the house. One going to unclothe is the one who begins to speak. I see men.
Yet
hell is also behind watching him like that.
They
say, you are going to beat you, understand it.
Understand,
but since you familiarize God on this world. Beat you and you know that God can beat. People never knew what moves on in this world. Animals see death enter in homes of people and the owls begin to cry in the night. How do you say you? Someone is going to die on this village.
Yet,
they have seen the angel. Death is coming. strikes all those around there. He goes on the dead body. Look at this. This one we've been with you, even can fear it. They have died.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Psalms 49, he said, all people who are sinners, death is their shepherd, and their flock, it is hell. Let's read, we see. Psalms chapter 49, from verse 14.
Batekerwao magombe ngechisibo. Okufa kunaberanga omusumba wabwe abamazima bana abafuganga obudde bwe bulicha nobulungi bwabwe bulibanga obwe magombe okubulya bulemo okuberawo nekifo ekyokutulamu.
Like sheep they are laid in the hell, death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall consume in the hell from their dwelling. Yes.
Kufa
death is the shepherd of the wicked people.
He's
on this world moving.
He
watches those in the bars. Those who are immoral. The foolish. He said they are drinking. He said, drink you fools.
After
we shall come for those spirits, you will understand that foolishness, how it is. Death shepherds, you go in fornication, he follows you. Look at this God. Yes. Every creation has a shepherd over it. Even the sinners. Death. He's a shepherd. And when he gets tired of them, he gets them from the bodies. They come out and they're all struggling. Get out. And they say, you order this corpse. Now if I say, escort the mugenzi. Yet they let they have him right there.
And mugenzi.
He's let. He went
away.
There are ones with him. They take him, hand him hands of hell.
Abaddon.
Take him in the pit, beat him very well. Let's escort the let in his eternal house. Yet, you are on the body of the let. The let means someone who went away. This is not even his house. They take him
in
his eternal house, that is hell. It's where they live all through. Those who are held there, there's no getting out.
There's
no getting out. As we read in Job, chapter 7, verse 7 to
11.
Death, when he gets tired of you here, even there plucks you from that body, and you are a sinner, you never lined yourself. My God. That's why humans think they die and rest after. You're joking.
I didn't know humans don't know
what's moving on. Not
one who checked
from the body, are ones who realize they have faced it rough. And they
say,
it's so bad. It's very bad. My God,
the
other one checked on it has faced the real danger. You have smitten me. Yet this one's crying their life. The one cried, the beatings have gone into their very wild. Yeah, on the one, no one is struck. You cry on the one who has gone.
Then
sent you for what you cry. You're yelling, Lord, you have struck me. Yet the one they have taken
is
born in the real beatings.
Job
chapter 7 from verse 7. Job chapter 7 from verse 7.
Wowe, jukira ng'obulamu bwange mpewo. Amaso gange tegakyalaba nate birungi.
Oh, remember that my life is a breath. My eye shall no more see good. Yes.
Mazika ge gasigale eno.
Tiara zamaneria weeping. He struck me. Yet the one they take is the one in the real tears.
Era mumara ne mugavako.
You after give up crying,
ne mugamurekera.
And you leave it to them.
Ekinene nnyo.
At most, you cry for 1 to 3 days. You're weeping, crying, and you roll on the floors, and you leave them eternal tears.
Job chapter 7, verse
8.
Erisolio yandaba, terichandaba nate, amasogo galiba kunze, naenga siri wo.
The eye of him that has seen me shall see me no more. Your eyes are upon me, and I am not. You are looking at
your temple.
You have left us.
Okay,
you have gone real.
Yes,
I have gone. You are looking at them. They went away the rightful person. You are weeping.
I don't know you, Mugamba.
And as you say, John,
you have
left us for good like that. You've gone.
You're not
here. As if they see him there. But what you cried, do you understand it?
Yobu esula ya msambo nyoro mwenda.
Job chapter 7 verse 9.
Echirenga bwe kigwawo ne kibula. Bwatyo no yakamu magombe.
As the cloud is consumed and vanishes away, so he that goes down to the to hell shall come up no more. Yes. If they take you down there, angels of hell, for death when he gets you from the body, his work, death, get you from that body. It dies, the spirits, it
is
handed over to angel of hell according to your works.
Over?
Oh, angels of righteousness. Angels Michael.
Gabriel.
Those of cancer. Those of fire.
Who
took Elijah in heaven. Yes. They come for us with the Holy Ones. And when we are getting from the bodies, we even send farewell to those around. If they say, Lord, forgive this, they don't know what they do. If they cut off your head, you send
thousands,
you even pray a forgiveness. I see Jesus is the right hand of God the Father. There are many things done under the sun. Many children of men, they don't know them. If I explain what concerns this angel of death,
and
their yellow horse they move with, even its meaning,
you
wonder of secrets. But as we read in Luke, chapter 16, verse 22 downwards, the angels of death, when they get you from the body, your works, they're what support you and recommend you where you go next. Even the way they get you from the body. For on all of us, they can cause accidents. But I don't feel it, neither see it. And it happens as I think next time not in the body. I'm in the hands of angels. And they see them. They crush them in the
stakes.
And they leave them in the body. And they feel pain and they are crying. Accident fear it. When you know you are a sinner. If it happened that's what they planned, you check from an accident to go home. You see it happen. At times it happens, you're even sleeping. As you next think, Michael and Gabriel, you come for me. We go in the chariot.
Okay.
Let's go on.
The rest, they are weeping. He's died. I die what? We have gone home in heaven.
Yeah,
those who tell me, apostle would have preached that gospel as you cry. If you want to cry for yourself. So bad to make you cry physically. For the body is a liar. Between joy, it cries. Between sorrows, it still cries. Don't be surprised. When it's
always,
when it's pressed, it cries.
The
crying of the body, I gave up on it, it's not real. Cry in spirit.
You live
at yourself, live sins.
What
does it cry? Death and the
curse.
Things of the flesh, I understood them.
In the few
minutes you get this, make you happy, you cry. You forget the sorrows which make you cry before. When I understood things of the flesh are not real,
understood
tears are not tears. Tears are feelings.
Can't even
cry when I see you there.
And
you say, Apostle, what is wrong? I'm crying, it doesn't mind me. Those are your feelings flowing out of yourself. But the good things of tears of joy, they are sweet. But those of sorrow, they are so bitter. Have you ever tested them? You dare try them. When you
rejoice
and cry, you do like that. If you feel sorrow as much and you cry, you test the taste of that tear.
When
I understood those things of these cryings,
may
I knew those are feelings. After they finish, we go on the rightful thing. Let's read in Luke, we see.
Yes.
Are we together?
Amen. Luke chapter 16,
verse
22. Nasitirwa malaika, nasiba mchifuba cha Ibrahimu. Nomgaga na yamblombiri na suliwa magombe.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Yes. The poor died in this body. Checked out. The outward man. But the inward man was righteous. Was lifted by angels. Angels, Michael, Gabriel,
castled
with the chariots. Even angels of fire took him into heaven. When death got him out, he said, you need to go to heaven.
You've
been humbled towards light. That's of the word of God. And you've done as it is. Again, this rich man, him, riches was not the problem. The problem is to refuse lies of the word of God to do as it is. Let's read, we see.
Luke chapter 16,
verse 23.
Naimusa masoge magombe ngali mukulumizibwa.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham far off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Yes. When you look to Luke chapter 16, verse 22, the spirit of Lazarus, the inward man, lifted by angels, taken to heaven. Now the rich man in verse 23, angel of death handed him to angel of hell.
asitulira amaaso geeyo
alengera
Ibulayimu
you see Abraham Lazarus in heaven in the city of God
Jerusalem
of heaven
the great
gathering of angels
and
the holy ones of God
can
write there Hebrews chapter
12:23-24
now we all have those responsible over us there as we check from this body now we all death is responsible of us but when it gets you out of the body
he
separates the sheep from the goat God used the word goat because they have their tail exposed their privacy
after.
Those who use badly their body parts the sheep
its
tail has covered it those who use well their body parts not only private parts the eyes, the ears every part now death what he did
because
he has to get you out with diseases
Accidents. Njara.
Hunger. Sword or wars.
Accidents.
He gave you his body. The quality, the body of death. It's for the angel of death. Yes. Those bodies, the outward man we move in. Yes. That he may beat you very well within it. And in Romans, chapter 8, he says this. Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7 verse 24.
Zengandi muntu munako ani alindokola mu mubiri ogwo kufa guno.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Yes.
Omuntu munako.
This is your wretched man.
Omubiri guno gwali mu gwo kunguru guno.
Body the outward man they are in.
Mubiri gwa kufa.
It's a body of death. The one who owns it is that one.
You
read Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Death. He made it. When
there is
a sickness of hunger, it never gets healed. We have to keep get dose of food. Hunger never heals. It's a sickness in there.
Every
morning we get the dose as medicine. We eat a meal there. At the seventh, eighth hour of the day, we have to repeat a dose of food. Medicine treating that sickness of death. In the night, you have to get another dose. That is the way we take medicine. They move in those routine timings. These are the normal sicknesses. But the main sickness in the human body, hunger. Hunger. It's a sickness which takes you. And you get the dose. If you refuse and the eyes get dim, you can't, sight is reduces. We made this body and when the sword reach on it, you can be unclothed quickly. The beasts of the field, when it eats up, you have to unclothe. Even mosquitoes, very small like this, it bites a little. If death is one who has sent it,
that's
malaria you treat the states of mosquitoes, yet it takes you
eventually.
We understand, we say death. You would have had mercy on this person. Let them pray more time for us. Like Hezekiah. Isaiah 38 that we don't get a sickness of death. The way we save those who are to go,
there
is a relation we connect with his angels. Even all resurrections,
we
handle them with angels of death and hell. Yes.
Otegede.
Have you understood?
Ogenda kukola ku byokuzukiza.
Are you going to work on resurrection?
Manyiba ogenda kukola nabo.
You know those you're going to work with?
Kati abatukuvu.
Now the holy ones.
Baracha ali mikono wanejea kufa.
They are still in the hands of death.
Bagawane mutuwe
mna. You say you hand him back to us.
Muzi tubadde tuchamweta
ngaya kasi. We still needed this person for some more time.
Ngabaza mu moyo.
And he bring back the spirit in the body.
Now,
one day
we
are taking in hell. We have to go back above all the heavens unto the great one who can change his counsel towards you. For him you cannot be against his counsel. No wisdom. No understanding.
There's
no counsel against his. This good one, we can recommend over what they have done. As Hezekiah.
In
Isaiah 38. But the wicked.
Let's
go back to the great one. This one has been despising light of your son. And insulted the spirit of grace. Can you accept them be restored back in the flesh? From the hands of those of the chains? This walking every dead body you find
that
in the name of Jesus raise up to life. The dead body will just look at you like that, mock even you. You shut that mouth.
You know,
born again, have a sick of ignorance. That you are a mighty woman of God.
Or
a mighty man of God. That you raise up things you don't understand. I
would
have told you what happened on Lazarus. When he said, Lazarus, come out. There are those who had to set free his spirit. In the hands of angels who were taking him. When they said, lose him. There are those who had to lose him. Those of the chiefs, ones who lose. Now you don't know all that. That you raise the dead. That's why resurrection you failed not to do it in these seasons. You have to know the system involved in the midst there. In the Psalms 103, he showed Prophet Moses his ways. And the Israelites, they just saw miracles happen.
Yeah,
there are those who do not know those ways. The way of death, they do not know it. Even the way of hell. Asked of them in Job, he said, who knows the way of death? But the heavenly journey had a lot. I don't know how I can even explain it here slowly. This group is not studying them independently.
Division.
Now the seventh division, the seven divisions. They need handled all years as they explain slowly by slowly. Me, I'm just passing through quickly. But the gospel in the Bible is very broad. The main thing is, all those have told them to you. But prove one thing. In the time of being taken off the outward man, the inward man, you'll be met when you're perfected. And you're given a body which goes to heaven. Lest they give you a body which goes to hell.
For
clothing this outward man,
if you
are found not clothed as the inward man, the heavenly body, then it means you have to be given the body of hell. You'll be taken in hell. Yes. Those are problems involved in the ministry there. But humans do not know even those moments. Humans, they are in the world of darkness. Darkness of ignorance. They are ruled by Satan in that world.
In
those who seem to be as their pastors and their leaders of religions and beliefs, even salvation, they move in the world of darkness. Most of the time they appear blind,
are
leading their fellow blind that both fall in the pits in the prison of God. That is hell. But there are many works your servant of God have to do towards the children of God. Besides those games of food you are into, the games of cars and the houses that you still play, and your lives and others play on them, even your own life. Games of eating food, going to toilets. It's what you're into. But there is life getting destroyed. If you knew your meaning, you'd be a servant of God. Food, miracles, they would not have taken you like that.
For
miracles are food to the children. I have a main reason unto these children. They first see for the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And the rest he add them to them. They first inherit kingdom of heaven. Then things of this world they are easy. Stop playing on spirits of children of God. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 14, he says these words. Enter verse
16.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse
14.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 14.
Ngatumanyi ngoye yazukiza mukama wafe Yesu. Era nafali tuzukiza wamune Yesu.
Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Verse
15.
For all things are for your sakes, that abundant grace meets through the thanksgiving of many, increase to the glory of God.
Verse 16.
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Yes. The outward man. He one who dies, he perish up to the ground, the maggots eat him up, and the feasts on that one, the worms, they eat up all the bones. That one has to finish the outward man. That is the one who dies. Now where trouble comes, there is the inward man.
Give
it the original of you. This is where you have to go, but where trouble is, you never prepared for there. What surprised me in the things on this world, that those bishops who see, they've watched over the bodies, and they try much on them,
yet
we originals to be in them. They are not on us, and they don't know where we are going next. That's a very big trouble. You religious people, you, in the false beliefs, you have led them
in
their groups of people, you in the false salvation. There you think of eating
America.
I hear Europe. I hear you travel nations. There is house built for you. You person.
At least let the sheep of God scatter. He will seek for them. Instead of thinking they have a shepherd over them, yet they have a wolf clothing sheepskin. Very, very bad. Leave them scattered at least. God will seek for them. Instead of thinking they have a shepherd over them, that you are a shepherd over them, you are an apostle over them, that you are an evangelist over them, yet you are a wolf, cause them get lost. Let's read verse 17 and 18. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17.
Kubanga okubonabona kwaffe okutazitowa okw'ekiseera kya kakano kwongerayongera nnyo okutukolera ekitiibwa ekizitowa eky'emirembe n'emirembe.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Onyole 18.
Verse 18.
Nga tutunuulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika kubanga fenga tutunuulira ebirabika. Fenga tetutunuulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika kubanga ebirabika bya kiseera naye ebitalabika bya mirembe na mirembe.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but are the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Yes. God, look to things which are seen. You are on the body. Right, give it everything it needs.
You're
not minded of the spirit. Okay, you've slept in a good house. You've bought a car. You've made riches. But where will you as the spirit after this is finished?
For consideration.
You have looked to one who is eternal, you yourself. You the spirit. And we try much to see.
For
next life is decided once. It's decided once. Whether it ends on how many years? 10? Or 20, or 30, or 60, or 100. It's decided once. The next life. But see,
in
a little moment you give the line yourself. You've tried to work on that your body. You've ironed shirts, you've ironed clothing to clothe. Not minded of bathing as you. Yes, very sad. That try it like that.
Iron your clothes, the shoes, you don't bath every day.
Now it's so terrifying. The body you've tried much on it. You act great on everything you see. Look the other. They abandoned the truth. That because they didn't preach traveling to America, they spoke heaven a lot. It's very sad. Look at the preachers. What are you doing?
That's
miracle center.
What? What is miracle center ministry?
Miracle center ministry, baby. Do us one miracle, just reach us in heaven. That is enough for us. What profit is the entire world? Yes, I'm forfeiting my soul.
Though
you give me the entire world,
though
you pray for me, torrent buildings, I build them. After I sleep in them to win.
I buy
off all aeroplanes. What that you have given me?
Not
given me eternal life. Not given me heaven. What have you given me? It's not use.
You are useless. Have you seen that? You give up your life, it's played on like that. The man reached his
age.
At least check from the body with one eye. At least check out when you have one leg.
But
there is no lame spirit. Walking the lame, it is good.
But
our spirits, you cause them get lame. They have no life. Tried we get food for children. Miracles. Never thought whether tomorrow we are alive. Whether we get destroyed in hell. Don't you see that? They have said, the outward man perish. That's the body. But we have inward man. We renewed every day. We have tried on him every time. And we don't look to the thing seen. But in us, we have one who is not seen. He yearns. He say, you, I don't know what is next on me. But at times, captured by the spirit and consumed, the body will finish out you, the original spirit.
And you go in
the mirror, you speak words you do not understand. And you say, my eye. And you think you are the eye. Yet you said you are eye. It means you are in there.
This
yours was given you as the original. My aunt, the original. They have given you this one. They became yours after. But it's been so terrifying.
If
angel of death you've heard of well comes to pick you up. Yes. When you're not close the heavenly body. But what's the price most? You have to first get born again and saved. You first believe God after hearing his word, the light of his word, and you're given righteousness. If you confess with your mouth, you get saved right from the hands of death, right from the wage of sin. When they say the wage of sin is death, Romans 6:23, the wage of sin is death. They send you the angel of death. Now you must be believing God after hearing his words and you're given righteousness. You have to confess and you get saved. After you get saved, you get born again. You're given a body from heaven. If you're given it, feed it food of the word, it remains living.
It
never commit sin which brings a sickness of it on death.
Well,
those given it when they are born again, still there are those who die again. Revelation 3:1
they
have a name of being alive, that they are born again, yet they died.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So
that in the summary, in the
2
Corinthians chapter 5, starting from verse 1, verse 3 tells us these words.
2 Corinthians
chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obange nyumba ya feye nsisile yomu seri abizibwa. Tuline ya zimbibwa everi katonda. Enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono.
For we know that if our earthly house is of this tabernacle, we are dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Yes. After this one is dissolved, it has to be dissolved. My God will lift up. They will feast and enjoy the sweetness. Sure. And the bones remain hanging there. Tell nothing on the dead bodies. What's more sure? I want to give you hope.
kiriza katonda
believe God
ngouride ekigambo
kye heard his word
musana gwe ekigambo
kye light of his words
Rokoka,
be saved.
Zali wa mundo
get kubini. Born again.
Kubatizibwa.
In baptism.
Ugomo yono mubiri.
Spiritual and physical.
Kwa
be given a heavenly body.
Yange mere chigambo cha katonda bulijjo.
Food of the word of God always.
Orangecho.
You do that always.
Soko tokolango ubi.
And don't commit evil.
A
sickness to that body given from heaven. I have proved there is hope.
Kubanga tufe.
For we. In this body.
Tufe.
We.
Emiyoyo
the spirits.
Tulimugono.
We are in this body.
We
groaned before we are unclothed.
That we
first clothed a body from heaven.
We
unclothed without that body. Men.
Haya.
They give you a body of hell. You come out, we don't have any shape.
All.
You are shapeless. Angel Abaddon of the chains.
They
100 billion. And they said, those who pick you here. Amen. And they threw the bottomless pits. In the prison in the chains. 5 months they would change it to another punishment.
Amen.
Bakolise chokubire sura ya 5 nnyolo kubire
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2
Kubanga tusindira mweno ngatwego Bakolise chokubire esura ya 5 nnyolo kubire
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2
Kubanga tusindira mweno ngatwego mbo kwambazibwe nyumba ya feliva mugulu
For in this we groan earnestly desiring to be clothed upon we our house which is from heaven in this one we groan
Jesus
before he come for me
have
I gotten a body from heaven when you get it
the
preparations of heavens have begun on me
for we know
1 Corinthians chapter 15 50 downwards. Flesh and blood never inherits kingdom of heaven. Born again, no. I am going to heaven. They don't know with which body. They don't mind whether they got it. Death knows it. You are in the body of him, death. And if you're not given a heavenly body,
this is
nowhere you will go except in hell. Let's finish here, we see.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Yes. You know, when you've been clothed and they come, angel of death, when
he
pieces of the body spots you, he says, this one is naked. That's why Revelation 3, verse 16 to 20,
they say,
no matter how rich you are, you are wretched and pitiful, you are naked. They see the spirit they are hanging naked. My God. As they get you from the body. Angel of death.
Says,
let's get it. We've gotten from the body of death. We give him which one?
He's
Abaddon. Bring the body of hell where you're taking this one. And they get out the spirit. They pack you in the body. It's like that. Like bones packed in a thug. They know order. Others stretch up out. You are like that. They take you all like that.
Yeah.
And after you force
no,
you forced to get this sight. give you a body of hell if you don't get the one of heaven. People waste your time. And you see those gods. Today you so angry.
You know,
person play on your life what it means. Here in the world.
Though
you just try to kill and murder. You are imprisoned.
Though
you just try attempted murder.
But you know,
they have to imprison you.
Now
you are murdering, killing forever spirits.
God
just attempted, you are murdering and killing.
You
have spoken all the lies.
Waste
the time for people, show them things of the world. Not show them where they are going next. In Lamentation, chapter
4,
there is a body they give you, it appears like a dry stick.
The
dry stick, it's all bent. It's all like that. All the skin on you.
You
have your own jaw. And all the eyes like that. Pointed on it like that. Those who have big, they are protruded. Funny.
Now
the fingers, they are all ish. As you order them, they can't be ordered. The body is
and
they are going to beat within it.
Now,
people waste time for others. Lamentation chapter 4, verse 7.
Abakungu bali balongofu okusinga omuzira. Bali beru okusinga amata. Emibiri jawe jasinga amayinja amatwa kwavo kumyuka. Bali banyirivu nga safiro.
Her princes were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy than body than rubies. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their appearance was of sapphire.
Olomunana.
Verse 8.
Amaso gabwe gasinga ekisiriiza okuddugala. Tebamanyibwa mu nguudo. Eddiba lyabwe lyegasse n'amagumba gaabwe. Likaze, lifuuse ng'omuggo.
Their appearance is now blacker than coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a dry stick. Yes.
Bakuo. Amaaso ga.
These eyes.
Amadugavu.
They are very black. The body is all funny. When you look at people in hell, you say, what is this? Monsters? And the body, they are all slim and sick. Anciently, the sickness of sin. It constitutes the body they give them. As you see a dry stick, it's all bent. And then you dragged in the chains. And the angels of death, their host is very terrifying. Angels of hell. Let's study of their host. Even their appearance, it changes from boss of death. It is very wild. Their host.
And
the appearance of angels who work in hell.
Revelation
chapter 6, verse 8.
Nendaba, eralaba, embalase ya chenvu, ne yali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa. Ne magombe nagenda naye ne baweba obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna ekyensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo ez'ensi.
And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with disease and with the living creatures of the earth. Yes. He saw a yellow horse. One sat on it. You know, all clothes yellow. Yes. At times yellow. At times mixed up.
naye waliwo amuva kubanga tosobola kubanga ova ku muntu
emabegangwe
toli ku mbalasi naye
alikuo
okutulika tuliko obusasi mabega
you begin to fatty for yourself
okukanuka ebiso n'okutuya
nira protruding eyes and sweating randomly
okubenda olubinnona
yelling and alarming that they are coming for me
kweba kanga bulugutana
sleeping as you having dreams nightmares
ogugumuka gugumuka
you have nightmares as you sleep
embarrassed zokabu soka no
zira boss alone if you see it
atude wali mukubikuribeso eyo mwende
let's go to the revelation chapter 9
ro 10 mukaga noku
ki verse 16 downwards
kobekuire sura ya mwendo nyirwe 10 mukaga
revelation chapter 9 verse 16
no mwendo gwejeri embarrassed die no mwendo gwejeri abebagale embarrassed obukumi akakumi emirundi ebiri nempuliro mwendo kwabwe
and the number of the army horsemen were 200,000 thousand and I heard the number of them them two had horses
but
these ones differ from the others
for
the head is of a lion now a horse you say that what kind of a head is of a lion it blows fire from its mouth it smokes the nose you look one sat on it you get terrified you see the tail it's of serpents and the scorpions you see what kind of horse is this let us see
kubikuire sura ya mwendo lunyirwa 17
revelation chapter 9 verse 17
era bwenamulaba bwenti era bwenalaba bwenti embalasi mukolesebwa kuno naba bali bazituddeko nga bambadde ebyomukifuba ekyebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyekibiriti n'emitwe gy'embalaasi n'emitwe gy'empologoma ne mu bumwa bwazo ne muvaamu omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriti
And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having blessed plates of fire, and of javelins, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire, and smoke, and brimstone. Yes. Those alone who sit on
them,
they are closed very well. They blessed plates of fire. Fire and brimstone. You see only his eyes. They are all opened like this. You see, Anja Badon. They are very terrifying when you see them.
They are
horses you've heard them. Heads of lions. And the fire of hell. They are ones who blow spirit from themselves.
Emichira ja misota
the tail of a serpent
aya usuka no gamba mchiragwa mbalazi
tail of a horse
kwategwa misota
it's of serpent
misota kuba ne mitwenge
satu serpent with like three heads
katugwe yaenda
now you fornicate it passes you through your private parts another through the ears another through the eyes
gikuboje ne jiita mu
ebiso ne and the path through and the
ebiso ne biri
mifaye ne bebe it falls off its position
ne jikuita ndi wabera mu sex
you are in sex every time
aha ne jikuite
and the path through there
bana abasajja jibaite no
mbo these men who are into Sodom and they pass through their butts
neguita mpaka mukamwa
and it passes through the mouth come from the butt
neguita mukamwa
nikuta ibabega go back to
aha bakusasulanga bwe wakola
ati they pay you as
waberango wagowara
you were always in immorality and foolish
city what a city what a
cool get foolish on this world
aywagara ibada
what is saying now
ah but my god tuti
sabulokoke what's to terrify us that we get saved
okay kali
you're fine
Ghana.
You refuse.
O omanyi sigu wateeka ennyingo z'omutwe gwe wezigukoma.
You know it's not you who put the things of your head where they end.
Era sigu wapima emikono
n'ennyingo zaabwe. Not to measure the hands and the veins within it.
Ati yapima ebyo.
One who measures.
Omanyi lw'onayambula
omubiri. It knows when you'll unclothe that body.
Era amanyi ekikuddako.
It knows what will be next on you.
Olwaleero.
Today.
Tewamanya ng'oliba otudde
wano. You did not know you will ever be sitting here.
Aya ateesa byonna yamanya.
Yet one or two castle in you.
N'oona ku lw'ogenda mugenda alumanya oba lw'ogenda mugenda.
Day you go to hell or heavens, he knows it.
Gwe tolina ky'omanyi.
There's nothing you know.
Kutuusa ng'akutegeeza n'okkiriza.
Until he tells it to you and you believe.
Era ne bw'otakkiriza.
Still if you don't believe.
Kimujjako kutuusa
gy'akutwala. Does not stop him reach where he takes you.
Olw'ensonga bwe yali akuleeta
ku nsi. The reason when he brought you on this world.
Tewasooka kukkiriza nti bagitwaliko.
Did first believe they take you there. Did you reason with him that take me on the planet Earth? If you reason with him as he brought you here,
then
reason with him the day he will come for you.
People
they say, my apostle, he's used to those things.
You too,
you'll get used to them when you fall well in hell. You will be there as you cry all the days. A day comes. It never fails to come. You were young. You were yearning to grow. It reached you, grew up. You've been troubles of growing up, you've seen there. Is it not that? Even the other comes, you check from that body. Well, if you see that, the evils and the goods you see them, depends how you've been doing things. You yearn to grow, then do you grow? Even the younger is yearning for that. Still they will grow. Now what we are prepared in working, they will meet them. Still that, they will come. You will check from the body.
What's
been working, you will get them back. Let's finish here, time has left us. Revelations chapter
9,
verse
18.
By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by brimstone, which issued out of the mouth. Yes.
Yes.
On that day they will come on this world. On the day of the Lord. Those who worked in hell, they will come here.
Even
all those there will be brought back on this earth. They go back in the homes where they lived before. And nothing is there. Bring them on the judgment in the Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We would have read many things. You also read Revelation chapter
9.
You go back to start from verse 4. You enter verse
9.
You will move to see the appearance of those who ride in these horses. And the horses have heads of the lions. Those who work in hell. You will read of them in the Isaiah chapter 13, verses 1 to enter verse
11.
You will move to see them. They are called men of the wrath of God. They come from the far country, the bottomless pits. Isaiah 14 verse 1, enter verse 11. You will read about them. They are not given gold, neither silver.
They
don't consider any rich as something except righteousness. That alone is one they honor. In Isaiah 54 verse 16 up to 17, they fashion their own weapons. When they want an axe, they make it for themselves. Then they display there your fingers on the rocks and they melt one by one off as they want.
bakola seru nyondo.
They make those hammers.
Ezakura.
Those big hammers.
Na bakola ebitada.
And they make swords. In Job chapter 16, as they buried your body on this world, there they have buried you in the fire, hail of fire. When they get you out, they pierce your head into it. And they first divide your thunder in the middle of you. And you cried, this part is fallen here, this one here. As it gets back, things there, they need to be studied it alone concerning the angels of hell, of death, and hell. They are very hard. They are moving on in the midst of this world. Just as Ecclesiastes says, chapter
8,
that there are many things God does under the sun. Even though the wise refuse to sleep to search about them, they cannot see them. They are hidden from them. And we are blessed that God reveals them to us. Understood how we can prepare ourselves. Let's read Ecclesiastes, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16.
When nasayo mutima gwango kumanya amagezi, n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi, kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maso ge, emisana n'ekiro.
When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is one who neither day or night sees sleep with his eyes.
Verse 17.
Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labors to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, moreover, though a wise man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Yes.
What is this?
Ecclesiastes 8, verse 16 to 17.
Many works
God does under the sun. And there are wise people who refuse to sleep. They try to seek for them. But there are works they can never see. Works of the angels of death.
Even
works of the angels of hell. Angels are burden of the chains. They fail. But as Colossians say, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, up to 11, that what our ears have not heard, what have not entered in our hearts, even what I have not seen, what God prepared for those who love Him, and He revealed them by His Holy Spirit. He searches all, even the unknown things of God.
You
write 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse
9
to
10.
Always thank God.
Because
all you would have moved to any wise person, there are things done under the sun. Works, great works of God. And the humans, they have not where they end them. They can never see them.
God,
they make microscopes which search them. They cannot. We children of God, we are blessed. We are so chief.
For
we reach to see what they cannot see.
Amen.
But the way that angels of death are present, we work with them in the missions of raising the dead, even those of hell. But in the other way, we can still send them to kill the plans of the crafty, not to allow them to fulfill what their purpose, even to fulfill their works. We sent to bind.
We send them the binds, works of the evil, and they destroy them, and they never see a blessing under the sun. For they are wicked people. There are wicked people who reach a time and they support unrighteousness. We can send angels of death and they kill all the programs and they enter in their councils and they destroy it. That aspect we need to study it by itself. Because in Job chapter 5, Job chapter 5, verse 13.
Akwasa abagezi olukwero abwe.
Job chapter 5, from verse 12.
Ata enkweza abagerengetanya, emikono gyabwe ne gitayinza kutukiriza bye batandise.
He frustrates the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their plans. Verse 13.
Akwasa abagezi olukwero abwe bo.
He takes the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning is quickly ended.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He persuades the devices of the crafty. There we send the angel of death. He can confuse any meeting taking on.
We
send the angel of hell and beats the honorable men, and he wrote immediately. And we are going to move, we'll count them on those issues. Yes.
He
struck Herod.
He
wrote immediately. Those ones are of hell. Men, they come in the mission here. They don't need to drug spirits. Take them to punish them.
These are
the deeds of other works to be given them. Send them in a meeting. They blow in their ears. And confusions begin amongst them. They plan to strike the nation. A bomb.
We
send angel of death, kill plans of the craft.
They have
a ball of the weapons of the wrath of God. In there is
something
they use, on the mission of the word kill. Death is brought.
They
can make virus and which eat up all foods, and the world will appear in the midst of famine. Humble the pride.
We
can send him in America. Homosexuals give them food. Connect with creations.
If
you agree, you power in them. Sicknesses.
Yeah.
These proud people trouble us. Death will meet them. Send them death to strike with sickness. And they get paralyzed in their beds. Somebody said that. We things have gotten on another level there. Well, these ones are fellow servants. Those who are cunning in this work, they will trouble us. We need angels of death in this mission. They have sicknesses. They create hunger and famine. They create wars.
In the meeting
of those planning attacks, the rich create a war among them. One come out.
Although
you have scheme on against us like that, and they fight each other. They attack us in one way. Those of death scatter them in seven ways. Then the Abaddon,
we
need them to slap in with people.
People
need to be beaten, they are still speaking.
As
they slap him, those of hell, they eat him up. They rot immediately.
And
the maggots eat him up, as you see. Let's see in the Acts.
Mm.
Acts chapter
12, verse
21.
And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. Verse 22. And the people gave a shout. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a God and not of a man."
Verse 23.
And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave no God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and died.
They
bought him with the maggots of hell. Immediately as they
watched,
the moment you are going in,
you're
in the war with the devils.
Malaika wakufa ba mtume
mishi. Death threat in Egypt. All the firstborn, he took them away. He took them away. We are going to send them here.
Yes.
We are going to move on to welcome them.
We welcome them
to bind demons.
Losing
what we need. Now we welcome those of death. Firstborns in the next year.
2023
have to be taken the firstborns of Egypt. The profane people. Ready to humble and change.
Those
start to plan things
upright
on the church of the living God. We welcome angels of death. They work with prophet Moses
in Egypt.
They killed firstborns there. They
sent
the angel of death. The destroyer. And he passed through. Yes. Those are colleagues to us. They are dangerous if you retain sins with yourself. But now we gave up on sin. We shall study their code the next day. For their code says,
that
is the Son of God. Why do they have
it?
Refuse to believe the Son? You will face it wrong. Believe him, be saved from them. Everyone refuses the Son, he is condemned. God is very trusting.
But
he is the Son of God. You refuse to believe him, you see.
But
the Son of God says, believe God and believe also in me.
In
my Father's house are many mansions. Now refuse to see where they will go in them. They are called the habits. The Son of God, who is he? What did he say?
You
know even how he appears. He has tongues of fire.
Yes.
Eyes like tongues of fire.
They
find you worship Jesus, who is not in this appearance. These you have images, photos of Mel Gibson that you've ordered in your houses. These who act films. They know the Son of God, the image is into his feet. They are like burnished bronze. They find you have a fake Jesus who is not rightful in image and shape. Even if you display in your house, they get you from it, drag you in hell.
Yes.
The God says, the Son of God. You know him? That was the one. He closed the flesh. He
told
of the Son. He came with mercy and truth. And you didn't believe them, you no more have mercy. They are going to beat you. But we shall speak of it. Praise Jesus much. We shall study it its next day. Why their code is that face the Son of God? Who is that one? What did he speak? And you know how he appears? He has like flames of fire. They find you with your Jesus.
You
put both images, photos.
Do
you know how the Son of God appears?
When
you believe in Jesus, you found.
But
as all those are there, I request you stand on your feet. We need to thank God
for adding
knowledge to teach us to profit.
And
He show us the way we have to go. Yes.
Tell
their code together with that of angels of fire. Those we shall handle tomorrow. Yes.
It will
not take much time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to stand to thank God. We thank God who teach us to profit. On the issue of the angels of death, even angels of hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He's
killing the plans of the crafty. Don't allow them to fulfill their purpose. Keeps fall upon them. According to Job chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. And he tells us,
according
to Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 24. Yes. Angel of hell,
worms
of hell, smote Herod. He exalted himself against God. He wrote immediately. Worms ate him up. He consumed them up. Those are one
who
will come in the name of God. Father Lord Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for the good time you've given us in your presence. You've done us good. Spoken of all. The Psalms 51. Don't cast me off from presence. Take notes your Holy Spirit.
Don't
cast us away your Lord. Move to draw us in your court.
Don't
choose us. In case in Isaiah chapter 1. Who
are
those who trample my cause? Lord told us that. But you've accepted us. In your presence, King of Kings. We move to thank you. We move to glorify you. We give you glory and honor. Your presence. You taught us to profit. Almighty. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you indeed. Almighty God. Thank you, Father. You're
based
above all the heavens. You see all the heaven and earth.
You're based
in the Job.
Chapter
28. 23 and 24. Reverend, lift up your voice.
We
thank the Father.
You're
based above the heavens. He honors you.
And
He chooses the many. And He loves you. He
teaches
you to profit. For we know it. No teacher like him. According to Job. Chapter 36. Verse 22. No teacher. Who is like the Lord. He
is
treasure to him. He moved to teach you. To deparate for you.
Because
some angels of death.
You've
been held. And with
us.
We fulfill Isaiah. Chapter 40. 48. Verse 17.
He's
God who teaches us to profit. He showed the way we have to go, to and He leads us. When He taught us,
the
angels of death and hell, and He lighted us, how we can be saved
in
the hand. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. You've
enlightened
us like that.
Oh,
Lord Jesus,
who
is in the third heavens,
as
the second Colossians, chapter 12, verses 1 up to 4.
And
you go for rain,
heavens
and earth, as it is written,
in Matthew 28,
verse 18, up to 20.
The word of God is
given power in the heaven and earth.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus.
And
say, Lord, we thank you for your teacher, God. You are my priest.
The high
teacher of
high teacher
of well. Hebrews 4, verses 14, up to 16. We have the high priest of the house of God
who
is in heaven and earth.
Our
Lord Jesus Christ, chief teacher, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
We want
to thank
Him.
We want to thank Him.
We honor him.
Him.
I don't know. Of the Lord, 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 of the Lord
revived.
Revival.
Revival.
And restoration
of all things. Yes.
Lord.
Go for to pray. Lift up your voice. It will be heard by the Creator Almighty. You speak with the Father.
Know
he's above all the heaven.
Lift up your voice
above the heavens.
On
his throne.
As
Bible says. In Job 23.
Verses 1
to 5.
If I do
his dwelly place.
His
throne where he is.
I will be
meaningful ones. And I
pray
before him. I have waited to see. What he asks me. Yes.
Yes. Wherever it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Move on to thank him.
Tell
him I have asked you to answer my prayer. Not for me alone. But for church in Uganda. All for nations. For church in the entire world. For the entire world with answer. You answer, Lord. Thank you for army of those angels. The angels of death and hell.
Thank
you've revealed us that we can be saved. Death.
We
can be saved from hell.
Inherit
kingdom of heavens. Thank you, Jesus.